This is the Skirted Roundtable with Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
And Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cove to Texas.
And today on the Skirted Roundtable, we are talking about, we're actually picking up on some topics that have been coming up from some of our conversations and also online, and that is why do we continue to blog day after day, and what inspires us to keep going and keep the motivation, and what happens in our lives that for some bloggers that make us stop, because that happened this week with, or last week with House of Beauty and Culture, and that's a big deal in blog land that he disappeared.
You know, your brain can start being so focused on taking care of business that it's hard to get back into the blog mode. And I find myself sometimes having to kind of snap to it and really spend several hours sometimes getting myself back, worked back into my blogging world. But that's when I've got so many things, you know, juggling.
And when those times have happened, have you ever said, why do I do this?
Yeah, I absolutely have. And what stops me from just going done is I sit there and think, you know, I've been doing this now for long enough that I've built something here. And I have a community of people that email me and that I email with and kind of who expect it. I think that that's one thing that there's a sense of responsibility. I mean, that may sound way too lofty, and I'm sure plenty of people are rolling their eyes, but I do feel that. Joni, what do you do for inspiration when you get to the place? Because you seem to constantly have something big and new to talk.
Oh my God, I have today. I mean, I'm like the thing. I have a counter, you know, my reader on the left side of my blog. Well, I added my blog to it. And it goes, you know, 3 days ago, 4 days ago. And it starts making me nervous when it's been a couple of days and I haven't, you know, sometimes when I put a blog out, I've spent a lot of time on it. So it's like giving labor.
Yeah.
And I can't even think about the next one. And then I see on my counter 2 days, 3 days. And then I start getting anxious. And inspiration is hard. It's very hard. I'll start just going on the internet, looking at pictures, you know, going to the Houston real estate. I don't know. I start getting very nervous about my next post.
What do you do, Linda? Because you're good at consistently updating, and you always seem to have an inspiration for sure behind it.
I think that I tend to come up with just new things like the Skirted Roundtable, just sort of saying, what can I do that's different? It's just going to make me feel like I'm providing something different or coming up with something different. I probably have a little bit of an ADD thing where I come up with kind of interesting ideas for things, but then I don't follow through. So I had my movie posts, and I really love doing the movie posts, and then I migrated it to a separate blog, and then I've barely paid a lot of attention to it.
I'm in the middle of a bunch of different series myself that I've never quite finished. Like my top 10 series, I've dragged that out for a year now, I think. I've got two left to go. I'm in the middle of doing a series on shopping in Houston, and I've done one, and it's a series of five. So there are go-to things that I could do, but I just go, oh, I'll do that another day, and because I know it's going to be a lot of work. Or
when you did picked your top 10, did you pick all 10 right at once?
Yeah.
So you know who the final two are.
Well, originally, Sarah at Things That Inspire, it was her idea for me to do it, and she said, well, why don't you do it? So I did it. I was going to do it all in one day.
Oof.
And then she emailed me. She goes, hey, spread it out, you know. And I said, you know, that's a great idea. And it's just funny because I think number 8 was Charlotte Moss. And she took it very seriously. And, y'all, she sent me a gift for doing it. And it was...
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, it was a very extravagant gift. And I was overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it. I was so shocked. And, you know, it's like... keeps us blogging. I mean, there's not a teacher. It's not homework, though. All my girlfriends think it's worse than homework, what I do.
One of my friends said, it's like you have a term paper due every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have parents telling us to do it. It's strictly a self-discipline, and it's amazing because it's really a lot of work. We get nothing monetarily out of it. Why are we doing it? It's amazing. It really is.
I don't know. You know, I actually don't know because I keep thinking about it. You know, why do I do this? And it's just, and why do I love it? I do it because I love it. And the question is, why do I love it? And I think it's when you're self-employed, as we all are, it is a voice that we can go out, we have gone out and gotten ourselves. And I think there is a real sense of accomplishment in that, you know, that we've gone out and established something on our own that you couldn't do without the blogging platform. We can't go out and start a magazine, but we've gone out and started our own little magazines and created an audience for ourselves.
Are y'all ever scared that you will just quit? Do you ever get scared about it, that one day you'll wake up and you just will say no more? And does that ever scare you?
The part that doesn't scare me, because I have gone through that during times where I just feel so much pressure from everything else that I've signed on to, that and all those other things have other people connected to it, so those things are more my responsibility sometimes, you know. But my fear is that if I do quit it, then I'll be really so sad that I did, that I made the wrong choice.
And I don't think I fear, oh, what'll I do if I quit? I sometimes think I'm going to wake up someday and say, what have I been doing? You know, I've put all of these many hours and hasn't really, you know, if I, you know, I do sell ads on my blog, and that's a reason for me to keep going, because I have people who pay to be there and pay for me to bring in readers. And so that is a motivation. That is a motivator for me to.
But don't you think that, see, one thing that I found that's come out of it, and it, when Patricia, when she was on 2 weeks ago, when we talked about how has your design sense changed, it has, being a blogger, you know, you also read everyone else's blogs and become part of this whole network. And it's really affected and educated me and exposed me to even more. And
it's
brought
so
much depth,
knowledge,
and well, so what I was saying about that is, my fear is not, I'm not afraid about stopping it. I could stop it tomorrow and, you know, be done. But my fear is regret. And I think that if I stopped blogging, then I just would want to stop completely. I don't think I'd want to read blogs anymore, because I'd start feeling sort of left out of the party. So I think I just would have to completely cold turkey, like no more blogs, no more writing, no more reading.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I can do that.
And now, Joni,
when
this came up a couple weeks ago, and you were very adamant, you didn't understand how somebody could quit cold turkey. And I'm more on the side of you, Megan, where I just think if I stopped, that would be it. Because how do you stop your blog and then keep commenting on other blogs and still be a presence? Because, I mean, I don't think I'm one of the bloggers that people would be pounding my door down. Where are your blog posts? But, you know, certainly there are bloggers who are like that, who I think would be hounded if they were still around but just weren't blogging. Joni,
but
I think you'd be one of
those
bloggers.
I know what you mean about not being a part of the party. It would be so sad.
But Joni, if you decided, you know what, I've gotten out of this what I want to, or something happened and you just simply didn't have the time anymore, would you still read the blogs and comment on other blogs?
Probably, just because I have such a big mouth, you know.
But if people were saying to you every time you commented, Joni, where's your blog? Where's your blog? And you had to constantly defend your decision. Because I think that's the position. I think that's the position the people
that
who...
That sounds wonderful.
Well, I mean, it certainly is, you know, makes you feel good. But like, let's go back to House of Beauty and Culture. You know, I'll admit I'm familiar with the blog. I didn't read it all that in depth. But clearly you could just sense it in blogland. He was gone and people are like, what happened? And that's a big deal. And that
I kind of think of it like the Friends. Remember when Friends was on and they all made this mass decision to just quit while it's doing well, rather than have it winnow out to a really bad show?
Yeah.
You know, and so they all just said, okay, we're going to quit while it's still good.
And
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the ones that we've talked about, the House of Beauty and Culture and the girl whose blog name I've been trying to remember and I can't, who had the kids, and we talked about this one in a past podcast.
She was in the height of her popularity.
Right, and so she made a very personal, and obviously I thought it was a very brave decision, that this isn't what I need, and I'm walking away.
You know what, it's funny, because do you ever feel that way? Like, when I do go on vacation or don't think about blogging, or I'm not on my computer, I start getting outside of the bubble that's blogging. You know, do you ever feel like there's sort of a like a bubble. We're all in this little blog thing. And then if you get yourself detached from it, if you walk away from it for, you know, a week, it's kind of weird getting back into it. Do you feel that way now?
I think that's what I was saying about just being scared that one day I'm going to wake up and say no more. And, you know, I don't know.
But scared of what? Because that part doesn't scare me. Like that to me is kind of like,
I'm scared that one day I'm going to wake up and just say, I don't want to be a blogger anymore because I love it so much. So I know that's stupid.
See, and for me, I think for me, it would be easier for me to get out of reading other blogs. It's as much as it's the first thing I do every day, and I love looking at the other blogs. I think it is one of the things that would be easier for me to stop doing. Although then I would feel totally outside of the bubble because I wouldn't know what was going on, and I wouldn't know what people thought. And I think that certainly would affect my own blogging. Like, I don't think you can blog in a bubble. And I'm wondering if the people, when they jump the shark, they've started blogging in the bubble, where they stop reading the other blogs, and then they get
isolated.
They isolate themselves because either they've gotten very busy doing other things, or they've gotten to a level where they don't really think they need to socialize with the other bloggers. You know, suddenly it's like there's nothing. You know, they really start losing their steam. And I can think of people who bloggers who I think it's very obvious they don't read other design blogs, or they read a very, very, very tiny handful. That's it. And they don't comment and they don't feel they need to. And these are bloggers who get huge readerships. But I feel like I would say that most of them feel like they've lost their soul. And
their soul? That's...
Well, I think that, you know, they're plugging along, but it just doesn't feel like it's them anymore. Like,
it's not warm and fuzzy, you mean?
You know, when it is warm and fuzzy, it feels contrived. And when it's... All right, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, Design Sponge. I just feel like she has guest bloggers constantly, and that's fine, but it's not really Design Sponge. It's not Grace Bonnie anymore. It's Design Sponge. And when she started, she was the cute little girl in Brooklyn setting up an apartment with her boyfriend. And
that's so true.
And, you know,
that line. That's exactly.
Yeah, you know, it was like the two of them sitting on a bed. Yay, we're making a house together. And it was very cute and things like
that. John Robshaw duvet cover.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, the drama of getting the sofa that didn't fit through the door. And now it's just, she's hit that level where she's writing for the big magazines. And
she's the machine that is now Grace Bonnie.
Yeah. And I feel like the blog no longer has what made Grace Bonnie Grace Bonnie in it. Now, it's still a hugely popular blog, and it's not, you know, I'm sure she couldn't care less what I have to say.
Well, that goes back to what we keep saying, is that personal, you know, voice, even on the design blog, if it's missing, it's not intriguing, because I think people read the blog to feel a part of that person's life in odd way.
And isn't that what made Martha Stewart so brilliant? In everything she has ever done, it's always Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
For good and bad. Yeah. The good part of Martha, the bad part of Martha.
Well,
but it's Martha.
You knew all about Martha's divorce, all about her problems with her, you know, husband and her daughter.
And her dogs. And
part of it, you know, going to prison.
Well, it takes an amount of courage to be able to do that, for sure.
What tells you that a blogger is jumping the shark? Have you, without naming names, have either of you, you know, read a blog and gone, oh, boy, and it's consistent? Like, I think everybody has a down period where you're kind of phoning it in, but how do you know when the down period has just become, you know, the person's got to be done with this?
Well, I think they start doing easy posts. They don't put any real effort into their posting. If they've been doing it every day and then they suddenly don't do it every day.
I think when they do it also, I agree with you, because the times that I've slacked have been those times I've done exactly what you're talking about, Joni. But there's when they go into these weird branches of kind of design but kind of something else that are hard to follow, you know, when they've been really consistent and very focused on certain design items and then kind of go off into rants that you don't get what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Design-wise. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. There's someone I have in mind that has totally changed his voice, and it's not interesting to me anymore, and it's really sad. But, you know, it's like once you expect a certain voice and a certain topic, and now it's totally different.
On the other hand, that could be really good and exciting for them in that they're they're focusing on, they're exploring something new that they have an interest in, and maybe they'll find a new audience. And it may not be you, it may be, you know, someone else.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
But it's true. It's like a magazine. If suddenly your favorite design magazine is Domino, and then suddenly Domino, as an example, is suddenly trying to be Architectural Digest. And you're like,
right.
You know.
Well, that's what this blog, that's yeah. what I'm saying. It's totally, you know, done 180 degree. And, you know, it's funny. You can kind of, there's been quite a few that have quit. You kind of do, sometimes you're not surprised when they finally hang it in. So a reader who's a blogger sent me an email, and she was talking about what happens if you get sick or if you die. Her name is Lori, and she writes a blog called Bargain Hunting with Lori. And she wrote the best blog about, she had a blog that she read all the time, and they suddenly quit. And she thought that the woman's husband got sick, and a couple of months went by, and all of a sudden she heard from their family, and the woman had died. The blogger had actually died. And the family didn't know how to get onto her blog to let the readers know. So the point was, is that if you're a blogger, you know, you could get in a car accident, God forbid, or, you know, something could happen, and your family, someone should know how to post on your blog to just let people know.
Right. Yeah, I think it's kind of like in business. There's a, what is it for your family? What's it called? The power of attorney. Well, you have a business power of attorney where you can, if you're particularly a solo entrepreneur and you know, maybe you don't have a spouse, who can get into your bank accounts and things like that. And I think this is kind of another extension of that, of, you know, if you have an online world and an online relationship, huge, which we all have, you know, your Facebook has 500 friends and your Twitter and you suddenly disappear, how are people going to know? And I think it is, her point was really good, right, was that somewhere you need to assign someone that role of being able to at least post on your... This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can find us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, or you can download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for The Skirted Roundtable. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate all your comments and emails. Keep them coming, and we'll be back soon.